Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where football talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. With the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Before we get to the Pick 6 Parlay, which is really a gift in and of itself, we also have
to whatever your favorite sports book is.
Yeah, donation. Yeah, we have a fun contest coming up here on WEEI starting December 1st. It's called QB Under the Tree. And essentially, you may be able to win yourself an autographed football by a Patriots quarterback, any Patriots quarterback. I'm not saying who, when, how, where, how great, how bad. I'm just saying any Patriots quarterback.
Drew Bledsoe?
It could be.
Bailey Zappi?
Vito Babe Parilli from the 60s. It could be anybody.
Scott C. Jones.
Anybody.
Tommy Hodgson.
Jacoby?
There's a million of them options out there. And the way basically it's going to work is they're going to give out a play call on the Greg Hill Show. We're going to ask you for that play call. When you call in, you're the right caller. You know the play call. You're going to win yourself a wrapped up football. We will unwrap it for you on the air, and you'll find out if you got, you know, Vito Babe Parilli or anyone in between.
Brian Hoyer.
Could be anybody. So that's starting December 1st. You want to make sure you're listening to the Greg Hill Show. They're going to give out a play call. We're going to ask you for that play call. Then we'll be giving out play calls so you can win one in the morning on the Greg Hill Show. So lots of football has been given
Sounds
away.
Fun.
It does sound fun. Stiz, I don't believe you're eligible, so don't call.
I'm going to try. I will be asking my buddies.
Hello, this is Briz Struno. Did I win?
No, just say Stanley Bruno. Everybody knows you as Stiz. If you just say Stanley Bruno on line one for a football, they'll probably give it to you. All right, it's time for the Pick 6 Parlay.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6.
Jones with the pick 6.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Okay, we didn't get to do this on Tuesday's show, but I think it's all time that we wish congratulations. Folks, Andy Hart won a game this week.
Yeah, let's go.
Actually, he won two.
Thank you, Fitzy. I'm glad I didn't have to say it. Technically, I won two.
That's right. Well, in the standings, it only counts for one, so stop saying it. But so Andy won on the Browns, and then Ted's veto pick also won. So Ted Johnson leads the – oh, shoot, I didn't write it down.
10-2.
Thank you. Jeez,
if you weren't sure what it is, it's 10-2.
I couldn't find it
anywhere. I'm sure he can take his sweater off, and underneath there's probably a shirt that has his record on it.
I'm so glad you asked. Ted, take the – okay, no, we don't have that planned.
No.
All right.
Next week.
It's a good fight.
Wow, he's already counting the win for next week.
11-2, baby.
That's right. Tough to turn the zero into a one, but we'll find a way with the Sharpie marker. Fitzy, Stiz, Brian, 6-6, Dan, 5-7, Andy, 3-9, 36-34 after 12 weeks, and a 4-2 week for the Afternoons Fellas in week 12.
Hey, man. That's pretty good. Way to go, guys.
Not bad.
We're over 500, man.
And I lost mine last week by half a point. I know. Ifs, buts, candies, and nuts, we'd all have a miracle.
We don't make excuses. I'm feeling good. We don't make excuses.
Well,
and also,
I tease a lot of times on my bets.
Fitzy, I know you're a 5K guy. You just pick somebody in front of you to beat at the finish line. I have my eyes set on Dan Ball. He is currently 5-7. I'm passing him before the season ends.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, can I... Can I get a ruling on doing a turkey trot 5K fundraiser in the neighborhood and one of your neighbors showing off by wearing a weighted vest? Is that a hardo move?
That that's as hardo as awesome. Hardo gets.
That's an awesome hardo move. I love your neighbor.
That's kind of awesome. One of the coolest things I've ever seen is, do you ever remember in there was a guy that ran the Boston Marathon years ago. When I first got here, I couldn't believe it. He ran it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Backwards, man.
Yeah.
That's a hardo
There's
move.
A lot of hardos. There's barefoot. There's like, yeah, there's a few of those.
A guy runs it barefoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a hardo move.
That is a hardo move.
Yeah, his name is Mac Hollins.
Fitzy, the real hardos, though, also like to finish and then turn around and start running in the other direction while you're still trying to finish.
High-fiving everybody.
Oh, my God. Can. Stop it, you show-offs.
Oh, that's where the line for being a hardo is drawn. We can wear a weighted vest. I bet he wears Hey Dudes, too. All right, let's make our picks. yes. Andrew, coming off a dub. Who's the winning pick this week?
So, I think picking against the Titans is a safe way to go. I am always worried about division battles, but I think the Jags are a pretty decent team. I didn't say good. I said pretty decent. They're playing the Titans. So give me the Jags -6.5, which I like that number there. If this were 7.5, I'd be a little more concerned, but that under a touchdown win for the Jags over the Titans, that's my pick.
Jags sneaky good or just good at this point?
Sneaky good. Sneaky I don't good. Know if they're good, but they've played a tough schedule.
Yeah.
And they've piled up a decent number of wins. Yeah. But then you watch them sometimes and they frustrate
that,
you.
That 19-point lead against the Texans 2 weeks ago and messed it and still lost the game.
Yes. And then they also had that game in London where they got walloped by the Rams, which I don't know if there's any. You know, like the Rams are pretty good, so I don't know what to make of it.
They're weird. They're kind of at their worst when they're ahead, but Trevor Lawrence has 5 game-winning drives this year or something like 9 of his 11 picks have been thrown when they're ahead. So, like, there are some weird numbers around that. So I hope that translates to win overall for you instead of win but not cover. But we will go with Jacksonville on Andy's
Let's
pick.
Let's go.
Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm actually going to ride the analytical advice of Andy Hart to my selection this week. The Los San Diego Chargers, as I like to call them, are coming off of a bye week. Yes, they are riddled with injuries, but a little rest for a banged up offensive line and a team that was struggling will do them some good. It's Jim Harbaugh season. Oh, and they're playing the Raiders, who absolutely suck. Last week's pick of the Browns by Andy was strictly a pick against the Raiders. Yep. I am going against the Raiders as well. Give me...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bolts! Giving 8.5 to the absolute tragedy that is Fat Elvis and the Raiders.
They are an assault on the eyes of most football fans, so I like that pick.
That's Tom Brady's team, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Well, you wouldn't know that based on the last like month's worth of conversation. Yeah. All of a sudden, Tommy's not around the stadium all that much.
He's not calling Chip Kelly. Oh, Chip's not there anymore.
Nope, he's fired. The special teams coordinator already got fired, so they've fired two of your three coordinators at this point in the year.
How
what
was Tom? Didn't his soccer team, they were firing his coaches over there, too?
Oh, yeah, and he called that guy fat and lazy
so,
or something.
So, wow, it's Tom, anything he touches post-career.
No more Midas touch, Tom. Yeah. Although, no, he does have a nice air fryer he can sell you on TV now.
Oh, there you
now.
Go, yeah.
Paying a lot of money for people not to coach his teams right now.
Seriously. Understand why the air fryers. I mean, that makes less sense than the bringing your dog back.
Because he gets a big check to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it's a simple answer, Fitzy.
Pretty simple.
Chut and Ching.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Chut and Ching, that's exactly what's been going on for Ted Johnson. If you're riding his picks, who are we picking this week?
I don't mean to be braggadocious, but what I did was I just let all you guys make your picks. I thought, you know what? Let me get their picks in first because.
He's feeling himself.
You know, I might as well. I'll just play with one arm behind my back. So I decided after I got the scraps to take the Falcons Jets game. The Falcons are favored by 2.5. I don't know. Did you see how the Falcons did last week? I don't know, but my man Kirk Cousins coming back. He's turning his career around. He had a good game last week, and I don't know, Tyrod Taylor against the Baltimore Ravens, 17-28. I think Tyrod Taylor is starting again.
I think the Falcons are the king of the dip poos, like beat up on the Saints, beat up on the Jets. I think there's a solid gambling theory here, Ted, for the Falcons to just, they're not good, but they're better than the bad teams kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Kirk Cousins, 16-23, 199 yards, 2 touchdowns, interception.
Hey, it's like having Saints. 2 chains under center, Teddy.
Who's that?
Kevin Kirky two chains. That's what they call him now.
What's that? I don't get it.
Because he wears the gold two chains whenever he celebrates on the airplane.
He's a badass. It's a weird.
Kirk Cousins does?
Yeah. I think it's one of those. Is it ironic? Would that be the word? You take
yes,
like the whitest guy,
the least hip guy to ever. Yeah.
Are you laughing with me
chains?
Or at me
well,
right
I
now?
No, I had no yeah. clue what was going
there
on.
There is a little bit of that. Are you making fun of me, or am I one of the cool kids, or are the cool kids making fun of me?
That's not good if he doesn't yes. know the difference.
I like feel
he,
like he's
like
getting
Ted
made fun of.
on the plane ride home. He puts on the gold chains and does the old man dance. It looks like the Trump dance a little bit.
Okay, well, that's where he's at in his career.
And he goes and tells his wife, like, "Hey, Bijan thinks I'm really cool, and Pitts thinks I'm really cool," and she's like. Okay, honey, whatever.
He's
keep
getting
collecting
$40 million
paychecks.
Put in his bank account. So anyway, I Kirk Cousins, I don't know. I think this game is, I don't know what time this game starts, but his 1 o'clock starts are really good. He sucks in prime time, but Kirk Cousins had a decent game against the Saints. So that's why I'm favoring them over the Jets.
Drake London doubtful, but funny. What time does this game kick off, Ted Johnson?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Let's go, baby.
At MetLife. And the Jets haven't played good there in years. Okay. On to my pick. But before we do that, Stiz, what's your pick this week?
Dan, I'm going to take the Lions. The 7-3 Packers are at the 7-4 Lions. Lions minus 2.5. The Packers beat the Lions in week one. They're not going to do it again.
Ooh.
All the Lions have to do is win by a field goal. They're at home. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Come on, give me the Lions.
It's their
baby.
Game, man.
I liked that. They're not going to do it again. Yeah. I like the solid pick there, Stiz. Yeah.
They
don't
lose. You.
They don't lose on Thanksgiving, except when they play the Patriots.
Oh boy.
Oh, see ya.
Yeah.
Brian Furzocco won the race to take the team that was playing against the Cleveland Browns this week. He gets San Francisco minus 5.5 over Cleveland. And Andy, who's the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
That would be Max Brosmer from University of New Hampshire.
Perfect. That's all I needed for my explanation of why I'm taking Seattle minus 11.
Oh, come on. That is not cool.
Nothing against UNH. We love the school. We want Jackson Hart to play.
We want them to win their playoff game at South Dakota this Saturday in the snow, baby, advance in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And if not, there's always next year, and we want Jackson Hart to play more next year. They will probably do better if he does. Yep. But no, this is the Vikings are a mess. I think Seattle's due. They beat and kind of hung on to beat the Tennessee Titans after a hard-fought game against LA. They're back at home. I think they're going to run the show against the Vikings. And if I'm wrong, I'm okay being wrong. So I'm going with the Fitzy strategy of the big spreads. Give me 11.5. So it is Jags, Chargers, Falcons, Seahawks, Lions, and Niners in our Emmanuel Class A parlay plus $43.77. Andy Hart's $2 wins him $89.55 on this week's Pick Six Parlay.
Guess what? Andy Hart's $2 bet on UNH to win the national championship wins him $802 if they win the plus 4,000, 40,000, baby. So who'll be laughing last, Dan Ball, if they win?
Let's see. I don't remember what your sportsbook's name is. That's who's going to be laughing last.
All right, coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Okay, I think we did a very sports-filled, legitimate sports talk radio show on the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of hosts aren't even working today, or they're doing some of the cliche gag segments. We did real sports talk radio for 3 hours and 45 minutes, but now we're going to acknowledge it's Thanksgiving. We might talk a little food. We might tell you what we're thankful for. That's up next on Odds and Ends here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.